In this episode, I'm going to cover Angular modules as well as Angular material. So an Angular module is a mechanism to group components, directives, pipes, and services that are related to a feature area of your Angular application. If you're building a language learning application, you might have a login feature, lesson features, score features, etc. Everything related to the login feature will be in that login module, such as logging in, logging out, authenticating, and authorizing users. In the files, a module is just a class with an ng module decorator. Inside the decorator, you have four properties: the declarations array, the imports array, the providers array, the bootstrap array. The declarations array is only for components where you reference the class name of the component you want to use. The imports array is where you import other modules, including third-party modules, to extend the features of the framework. The providers array is where you add your services. The bootstrap array is for the root component, which loads the rest of your app. This is a special registration, and we typically do not change this at all. That's a high-level overview of Angular modules. Now I'm going to go ahead and cover Angular material. Angular material is a UI component library for Angular. If you're familiar with Android interfaces, then you most likely are familiar with how it looks. You can look at Gmail to get an idea of what material design generally looks like. Check out the typography, the layouts, etc. to get an idea. When starting any project, check out their Getting Started section. It's most likely the best resource when getting started. So you install the Angular material, and you basically import Angular material modules. What you can do, the first thing you should probably do is use Angular's CLI to install Angular material. That command is an ng add at angular/material. Anything you run in the terminal or command prompt that begins with ng is most likely an Angular CLI schematic. You want to run this command in the root directory of an Angular project. Just navigate around in the terminal using the pwd command to display the directory you're currently in, or the ls command to display the files in the current directory you're in. If you see an angular.json file, that means you're in the root directory of the Angular project. Once you arrive to the root directory, run the ng add command. It will then prompt questions such as selecting a pre-built theme or a custom theme and other commands. The list of updated files will vary depending on the options you selected. At the very least, it should make updates to the package.json, the app.module.ts file, angular.json, index.html, and the styles. Once the Angular CLI schematic finishes, the Angular material library has been installed successfully and is now ready to be used. Basically, to import Angular material modules, just know which Angular material component you'd like to add in order to know which module to add. Some common Angular material components are card, button, checkbox, dialog, icon, input, menu, slide toggle, toolbar, etc. For every distinct use of a component, remember to add its corresponding module to the imports array in an ng module decorator. Angular material provides developers with all mostly commonly needed components to create any interactive web app. They ensure the user has a consistent experience throughout the app while helping the developer to create the app with relative ease.